It's On the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Ring it up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team stand in the way.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
All right. Here we go. Favorite day of the week. Thirsty Thursday. Beers and Buckeyes Thursday. That's coming up at 6:33. Our buddy Pat Murphy from Bucknuts. I'm Timmy Hall. The Bode Man is here. Got a 3-0 lead on those pesky Dallas Mavericks. They're not so pesky. And to my right, my friend and yours. He's handling business right up to showtime. Tyvus Powell, everybody. Hold on a second. I got a call coming in, Travis. Good, take this.
Hey, Tim.
Yeah, hello?
Tim, first of all.
No, you can't talk to him right now.
Did you see how?
What? No, we're doing the show, all right?
Did you see?
We're doing the show. Call back in the break. Bye. Ryan Day, man. God, stop hitting me. Stop hitting me up. What's going on, Tyvus?
Listen here, Tim. Don't you see how I handled that, like, really, that was fast.
Oh, like, man. Oh, just like a pro. Like a pro.
You get
using
you
every
get
second
here.
In the day.
I try to listen. I'm a people pleaser. I like to make sure that everybody's happy. So I got that handle right there. Nobody knew about it until you said anything. And you know what, though?
Have they
might have seen me on the camera because the camera probably was on.
Of course
on.
They did. The camera's
like,
on.
This guy on the phone.
The camera's on in the update bed, although I think it's on Bodie, but then there's like that 20 or 30 seconds where it's back on us. Yeah, before we start talking,
we literally
the open bed is playing.
Yeah, I literally heard Urban Meyer like talking.
Urban is yelling at you.
And then,
yeah,
and
don't
then,
let that team stand.
And
in
I had
way.
To get it. I had to hang it up. Boom. Now we here. We good.
Here we are.
It's a big week. Big recruiting week. Big recruiting week.
Yeah, you exhausted? Camp season? I mean,
you know, Tim,
a lot of guys out there at the Woody.
You know, Tim, you don't get tired. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you're around the sport that you love and you do things that you actually enjoy in life. You don't really get tired. You actually look forward to them. You know, my wife was, I was talking to some friends yesterday and they were trying to make plans for like to do some stuff with me and my wife. And they was like, that was like,
well,
I was like, well, I can't because I work here and there and I can't do that.
Cause
I've
never been to my house.
So they was like, it's like, when do you have free time? And I said, well, typically it's Sunday and Wednesday. But, you know, I'm working Wednesday this week. So, and I'm doing the Campus East thing with the Big Ten this Wednesday. So Sunday will be my off day. And, you know,
I love it.
You got to hit a nice reset button and boom, get ready to attack the week. As Slagle would say, attack and dominate.
I love it. So many of you may have heard about my assistant program director role, which it sounds just like it is, an assistant. And I get to do some of the fun stuff, as in scheduling.
Assistant to the program director.
It's assistant to the program director. So I have to get Fish his coffee and make sure that he has whatever he wants. I make sure the air conditioning is set at a good level in his office and all those types of things. But I also take a look at how we staff.
You should get
right?
employee of the month.
Oh, no. I don't need that anymore, right? We're trying to... I'm low level management now, so I'm not looking for employee of the month type of stuff.
You don't think can
to
you
hook
be,
some of the other
can
employees?
Can you be
up.
Nominated anymore?
I don't know about that. I think I don't know.
You're above that, huh?
I'm not going to say I'm above that. That's not the term that I would use. I think it's very important.
Bodie, you got my vote. If I had a vote, I'd vote Jacob Wells.
Thank you, Tyvus. I appreciate that.
That's very nice of you.
Yep.
That's good. You should vote for a guy like Bodie.
Well, I don't have a say, so.
Well, you maybe I can work that out to where you get a say. And the reason he says he doesn't get a say is because the way Tyvus gets paid on a per-show basis.
Yes.
Which he likes because it actually makes him a millionaire when you do the math. When you see that he does about 3 different shows per day and never stops working or declining a shift, he is Mr. Moneybags around here.
I do not like to decline a shift. If I decline a shift, it's really something big going
on. Back to what I was saying, though, with that role, you will sometimes come in, and in the times that we're speaking before we start a show, I might find out about how I have to then go and change a schedule. Yeah. Like in real time, like you're telling me about next Wednesday and like, yeah, I got this Campus Eats thing, which we might have mentioned that before, but that sounds cool. So you're going to do a Campus Eats thing. So I got to switch around a Wednesday that I had set up for next week. So I'll have to talk to Devere and see what possible switches we can make and
you know, throw some things around. Oh, some other programming news. So just found this out today.
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody, you know, Ryan Day did a little fan car wash where he was on a couple of shows last month, and that was really cool. Bobby Carpenter set that up.
Mm-hmm.
So we will in turn do the basketball style of that.
Yeah.
Head coach Jake Diebler, he'll come in studio next Wednesday.
Ooh.
So plan on that.
Look forward to
it. The Wednesday we're talking about. So yeah, I was going to host Rothman and Ice that day because they're both out, but I'm not going to do that. I'll stay here. So we can have that that fun chat with the new coach, with Jake Diebler, and I'm excited about that. So plan on the first couple of segments. So be here promptly right when we crack the microphones at 6 o'clock.
That's going to be exciting, actually. I can't wait to talk to him.
I'd like to get him in for the last half hour, the 5 o'clock hour, so we could do Man and Bone as well.
Hey,
I think would be really good.
That would be some good content.
that would be really fun.
I love to hear him and Common Man talk.
Right. Catching him at the beginning, too, is the perfect way.
Yeah.
Before you get, you know, down your road where we can analyze what's been done and all that good stuff. But that'll be fun. So football camp season, basketball is using every day as they can to try to get ready, but it makes you very busy. I'm sure you got a busy weekend coming up because of it.
Yeah, it's a big recruiting weekend. I've got a couple of guys, got to go show my face and, you know, talk to some families and stuff like that. So it'll be a very, very exciting weekend. I'll do the Saturday Spectacular with me and E. Reeser. Go home for about an hour or two, and boom, time to go back up to the campus and talk to some families.
All right, and you've been doing this a while now where you, even the guys that are about to have their first year as Buckeyes in 2024, you can remember some of the process and some of the initial conversations with these guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I remember everything. And I try to do a good job of just explaining everything and how everything works. And I haven't met a bad family yet. I think Ohio State's doing a great job of bringing in the right guys with the right families and stuff like that. And we have some wonderful conversation. It's usually me just ending us laughing and talking and, you know, just me talking about my time here and stuff like that. So it's been really good. I've really enjoyed, you know, meeting some of these recruits and talking to their families and getting to know them a little bit.
Tyvus, when you think about the best freshman, the best true freshman, to be more specific with that, I think you go back to the year that Maurice Claret had. I mean, that's a world famous one. And I don't know if it gets better than that. I really don't. Because what happened,
I don't know
if that can be beaten. And if you guys have an example or have one, please throw it out there. But J.K. Dobbins, he was superb. Even Travion Henderson recently
was really good.
Was outstanding. But can anything go above Maurice Claret? And I bring that up because can we put Jeremiah Smith before he ever does anything?
Can we
say there's a chance?
You can say it's a chance.
That's all I'm saying.
He has all the intangibles. He has all the hype. He's shown you production, and it's going to be there for him because what he has right now is he has a guy by the name of Emeka Ebuka who's going to get a lot of attention. A lot of people's going to come in and say, Emeka is the number one receiver on this team right now. Jeremiah, JJ got to go out there and he got to show it first. You got to see it on Saturdays for us to respect it. So early in the season, he will have, and he can run the numbers up because of how weak the beginning of the schedule is. But early on, he will get a lot of one-on-ones. If he goes out there and he devours his competition and just is unstoppable, then those defense coordinators will have to adjust accordingly. But for the beginning of the year, before he steps foot on the field, he has the benefit of having Emeka out there because Emeka will be the focal point for secondaries. They will look at him and say, we have to find a way to stop this guy, number two, because he's the guy that they're going to go to when things get sticky. Think about the Notre Dame game last year. When they had to have it, they went to Emeka. So he has that. He's already shown that he can be that guy. He's going to be the guy that defense is focused on early on.
Well, Maurice Claret, I go back to that one again for thinking about true freshmen.
Yeah, I don't think
outstanding seasons.
You ain't going to beat that one.
Jeremiah Smith is a freakishly talented player, and I think we know that going in. You know, I don't know. You'd have to do something and accomplish something similar as a team
to put
that up there, right? And if you get into the college football playoff, which you're expecting to be there and not just in the college football playoff, but I think there's a thirst for, on a thirsty Thursday, for this team to be in the national title game, hopefully win the national title game. Then if he is a big part of that and he has a 13 or 1,400 yard season,
he do
and
that.
Wows us, he's got a chance to get in that conversation.
He does. He has 1,400 yards and double-digit touchdowns. He's definitely in that conversation.
In the conversation.
And they win the national championship, and he's a big contributor because of that.
There you go.
Yeah, he's in there.
And that's what Maurice did. That's what was special about him, and forget about everything else and the other parts of his story, but you had a guy, you had a kid, 1,237 yards, then a school record for freshmen and 18 touchdowns. And it wasn't just how he ran the football, but one of the more memorable plays in a big game in Ohio State football history. The way he stripped Sean Taylor. Of all guys. It's just one of the best defensive players in college football of the century.
It ain't just some random DB. It was Sean Taylor that he did this.
The late great.
That's great. Yeah. Biggest play of that game and probably of that season is he didn't even do a running the ball. He did it stripping
He's
an interception.
Returning an interception. It was a pick in the end zone.
Yeah.
A crucial kind of play.
I mean,
game changing kind of play. And he gets the ball right back.
That just shows his football mind because it was so devastating that some people, the regular average person would have probably just pushed Sean out of bounds and boom, they line it up and defense had to come out. But the fact that the football was on his mind, seeing him carrying it loose like that, and he thought, that's an easy strip target and I'm going to change the game and get it back. Like that's a different mentality that Maurice had.
Tyvus, I'm full today.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm full.
I'm sure you are after four meals.
I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you thinking less of me.
It's 6 o'clock and you didn't eat four times. That's ridiculous.
It was a special kind of day.
No, it was not.
I'm not doing this all the time, all right?
Tim.
I had opportunity.
You ate four times.
I took advantage of the opportunity.
You ate four different things. You ate all the... You had burgers. You had pizza.
I had breakfast
burrito.
You had
chicken. Like, what is wrong with you? It's 6 o'clock and you'd have three main entrees.
I grew up in a house, and when I went to my grandparents' house, they were constantly shoving food in our faces, and I had those grandparents that were like, are you still hungry? Are you still hungry? You're a growing boy. We have some ice cream. Make sure you get yourself a treat. Oh, if you want more, if you want seconds, there's plenty up there. That's what it was like. That's ingrained into me.
You say thank you, but I'm good.
I can say thank you.
You push away from the table, Tim.
I can do that.
You sound like Patrick.
I felt like I could handle myself today.
This reminds me of Patrick Starr. What did you have this morning?
I had some chicken.
Yeah.
Some roast beef or chicken or pizza.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I got a heavy dose of college basketball in the most unexpected place today, and I'll tell you all about it next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222. Or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Do you subscribe to The Fan's YouTube channel?
Well, why not?
Catch our best interview, stupid man and bone videos, and live video of our shows as they happen.
You can participate in your neighborhood watch.
Search 971 The Fan and subscribe today. Hating Michigan is our favorite national pastime. This is The Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, all you fine Buckeye fans, I'll tell you about my meeting today. But first, I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. I said before, man, this would be a good day for them to get the mobile truck out if they had that and bring an ace shot of low T right to me because of all the eating that I did. Maybe a little bit too much brain fog. But there's another issue that they can help out with, and that's the issue of erectile dysfunction. It's bad. That's thumbs down. Function up. It's up. Goes up, and that's thumbs up. Yes, you want the right treatment for a specific medical situation. Every case is going to be different. Finding the right treatment can mean the difference between just an okay experience and an amazing one. And I will tell you, their locations, their facilities, they are beautiful. They are pristine. There's 6 locations, 2 in Columbus. You got the one that's in Hilliard, a quick exit off of 270 and near the Medical Mile in Westerville. You go in there and it's just state of the art. I mean, you got the coffee set up in the water. You got mints. You got the whole jar of mints at the Hilliard location. I just stuff my pockets with them. Makes me feel right at home. Very comfortable. And everybody there is so nice. Just one of our Hilliard boys. I was reading somebody who just took a visit to that office and said, you know, Heidi at the front desk was so nice. Shannon, who interviewed him, did the blood test and gave him the T-shot. Also so nice. Their memories were great. They knew you by name. So the people there are great. And they're going to give you the best kind of ED treatment money can buy. 800-900-9654 or check them out at tristatemenshealth.com. Tell them Timmy Hall sent you. So, Tyvus, we had a luncheon today. This was meal 2 on the docket, right? It was the leader's luncheon. Scary, I know, that I'm invited to something like that.
So, wait, it started. What did the day start with?
Sausage? Hangover Easy.
Sausage Burrito?
The dirty. You ever have that?
I have not had that.
You ever been to Hangover Easy?
Well, yeah. You're not a Buckeye until you go to Hangover
Easy. Wanted to make sure.
Okay, no.
Wanted to make sure.
I get that.
Tommy's Pizza on campus closing. Sad.
Isn't that a catastrophe.
That is a catastrophe.
Like, unbelievable. Wow.
Was it because they were doing bad, or was it because the spot is so valuable
they're happy to
sell?
I have no idea.
There's going to be more Tommy's anyway. So it's Tommy's doesn't die. It's just that location.
A class icon.
I know,
location.
I know. Well, we had another kind of Central Ohio pizza. We had the old classic Donato's. So we're at the luncheon.
This was the second meal.
Yes, this was meal 2.
Okay.
Second luncheon. Actually, not the second luncheon. Second meal for me, but I was invited. There were some leaders from 10 TV and The Fan here, and Big Rig, Rick Regala, our new head honcho here, who oversees 10 TV, and The Fan. Mm-hmm. He was sort of leading the way for this, first one that we've done. So he wants everybody else to kind of run the meeting in the future, but he kind of took the lead and had a slideshow up there and asking some of the, you know, questions that you might hear in these types of meetings. You got two stations here. How can we work together? How can we share resources? All mm-hmm. that good stuff. Mm-hmm. And we get to this, part, and this is why I like him, because he puts a slide up there that just says Dan Hurley. That's it. He just Dan Hurley right there. And I don't know why. Maybe it's just the college basketball geek in me. I just start like,
hey. Of course. That's exactly what it is.
I'm in a meeting. I'm not expecting to get any fun sports kind of thing, right?
But you seen Dan Hurley.
I got Dan Hurley's name. I'm like, oh, I can right? I can see all the analogies and everything and where this is going to go. So I hadn't even seen the clip. And he's supposedly going to email this one out, but it's so fitting that he was watching something. Rick was on JJ Redick's podcast. And now, of course, as you know, the Lakers are going to interview JJ.
Yes.
JJ's talking to Dan Hurley about not taking the Lakers gig. And it's pretty ironic, right? But what he loved about it, what he loved about Dan Hurley is how he gave a big breakdown of the UConn offense.
Yeah.
And people that have watched college basketball and been in tune with the game and how they've won two national championships. They have a crisp, efficient, and fluid offensive system mm-hmm. that gets the ball in the right hands almost all the time. They get good shots. Mm-hmm. They get looks from three. They get looks at the rim. There's lots of motion, and it just seems to work every single time. And Rick thought it was interesting how Dan just shared all of that willingly with JJ, like the secrets, right? Mm-hmm. It's the secrets to what makes this work. And he kind of pointed out his, why would he do that? You know, why would a leader like that do that? Share all
Brian
that information.
Brian,
why do you think he would do that? It's because he knows none of these chumps can beat him anyway. That's why. Like, I will tell you every single thing. It's like when you have a dominant offensive line. I like to think of Jim Lachey back in the day, just pointing.
Yeah.
You know, with his finger.
The wow hole.
We're running that way, you know, like
we going right here, and it's not doing a dang thing you can do about it.
Don't you love that?
Oh yeah,
that's great. Yeah,
it's a mindset thing. Though.
That's guts, right?
It's a mindset thing. We going right here, and you're not going to stop it. There's nothing you can do about it.
That's getting the job done. So he threw that's all it was. But he just threw a bunch of college basketball out there. And I was, then the meeting shot right up to the top of best meetings I've ever been in.
Well, you should have said, you should have stood up and said,
I can tell you everything you need to know about Dan Hurley. Well, this situation.
You should have told him that the Lakers have botched this whole thing and they've messed it. They've set themselves back 10 years because.
Well, I actually would have said, I think Dan Hurley made a great choice.
No, he did.
I think Dan Hurley made a good choice to stick with what he knows and to keep this train moving forward.
Dan Hurley had a number in his mind that he would have left UConn for.
Yeah.
And the fact that the
Lakers wouldn't hit it.
Lakers could not get to this number. I would imagine it had to be $100 million.
And maybe
the Lakers,
maybe in the back of their minds, they want it. No, that doesn't make any sense.
Lakers.
Yeah.
The LA Lakers, probably one of the richest, probably the richest NBA franchise, can't give a coach $100 million.
I
wasn't a fan of him going to the Lakers.
It's a lot of money. It is a lot of money for a first-time head coach at the NBA level. And we've seen how really bright minds in the college game have gone there, made that jump, and it's been a disaster.
Yeah.
How good was John Beilein here? He went to two national championships. He didn't win them, I know.
2 weeks in, he said, yeah, I got to get out.
I mean, everything about it was wrong. Like, he didn't have the mindset, the attitude. He couldn't jive with the players.
Everybody's Brad Stevens.
Well, I mean, if you call them thugs.
Brad Stevens.
You call them thugs, it's going to be hard to come back from that.
They misheard me.
I meant slug.
I said slug. Sure, John, sure. Now you tell us.
Wow. Yeah, Dan Hurley.
You know, Bodie chimes in there, Celtics boy over there.
Oh, my gosh.
And
I'm happy for you because you know what? You've rooted for the same three teams since I've met you. And 2 years ago,
he stays in his ways.
He was still the Celtics lost to the Warriors, and I felt bad for him. I really did because I actually wanted the Celtics to win this year.
Me too.
this year. It's been a while.
He was just a boy when Kevin Garnett and the guys.
I hadn't realized since y'all haven't won it.
Young little boy.
The KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce.
Yeah, 16 years.
That's
which
crazy.
Really is not that long. I think a lot of franchises and a lot of pro sports markets would be
that.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, since 08. You know.
The Celtics.
Well, yeah.
We're the Boston Celtics. And he said Brad Stevens, and that's, you know, a name there that where he elevated himself and his stature at Butler of all places. And it's still one of the wild moves that I can recall in sports.
Yeah.
Where you got a guy that goes from a mid-major basketball program, doesn't. It is remarkable that you could take a program like that and get to two national championships in this game, in this setup, having to win five games in the NCAA tournament to get there as an underdog. Mm. So that showed the brass, you know, it was Danny Ainge at the time, right, and company, everything they needed to know about his MO, his moxie. And in turn, like, he's the head coach there, didn't win a title, but successful. And then he goes to the front office, and clearly he's handling
he's
that.
He's better.
About to win it. About to bring
seriously,
a championship.
I don't know how happy. He's just a genius basketball mind.
Just a basketball mind. Yeah. It's a good pick. You just never know if that's going to work that way.
I guess Joe Mazzulla's going up next, huh? He's going to be the next one.
Sure, why not? All right, Big Rig, awesome. Basketball analogies at work meetings. Did everybody else get it? Don't know. Don't care. I enjoyed it. It's a thirsty Thursday, and we're thirsty for more Buckeye talk with our man, Patrick Murphy. We do some beers and Buckeyes next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
One, two, three.
Here in The Fan is always football o'clock. Proud to be your home of the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. The Fan.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Mike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Drink up, Slappy. It's time for Beers and Buckeyes with Patrick Murphy.
Our guy Patrick Murphy from Bucknuts, always here to talk some Bucks and some beers. Pat, we were talking about off the top of the show, great true freshmen here at Ohio State. And some of the fine folks in our YouTube chat, of course, you guys can also watch the show when you get home, or if you're already home and not listening on the old-fashioned radio, watch it on YouTube Live. You can join the chat rooms that are there. And we left some names off. The Bosas were great. Robert Smith, we didn't mention him, had a great true freshman season in 90. But Orlando Pace was the one that just kind of hit us.
We missed that one.
We missed that one. Pat, this kind of got started with Jeremiah Smith and the season he could have. What are you looking for from Jeremiah Smith when he gets out there?
Well, first of all, let me ask, who were the guys that you did bring up? I'm just curious.
We started right off with Maurice Claret,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, when we thought what we initially said is we think it's going to be very hard to beat that for a true freshman season. Everything he was, the play he made on Sean Taylor in the national championship game, and that they were undefeated and won the Natty, and he dealt with some injuries that year too. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, his career obviously doesn't go the way you would hope after that, but certainly that freshman season and, you know, the way it ends with the national championship. Braxton Miller is the one that comes to mind for me. Not that you asked, but I just saw Braxton out at the 7-on-7 camp at Ohio State yesterday, so he is fresh in my mind. But Jeremiah Smith, also saw him today at the Ohio State camp. It's incredible that kid is just 17, 18 years old, whatever he is right now. I mean, he stood next to me, and he would make Tyvus kind of look small.
Whoa.
No offense there, Tyvus.
And Tyvus is getting bigger and bigger every day, Patrick, let me tell you.
Whoa.
It's all that lemonade. No, it's just, it's impressive. that he comes to Ohio State just so physically ready. You know, I mean, it reminds me of a guy like when Chase Young got to Ohio State. Like, he just looked the part already. I think we talked a couple weeks ago about guys that just, like, coming off the bus, you're like, yep, that guy. And Jeremiah Smith, certainly one of those. In terms of what I think of his freshman season, look, I mean, the expectations are already pretty sky high, right? I think it'll kind of depend on what the offense looks like. If they can throw the ball around like we've become accustomed to, I think he's certainly going to be a part of that. I keep telling people, don't forget about Emeka Egbuka here and the play he made in the spring game where Jeremiah Smith was kind of quiet. You know, it was kind of a reminder that this is still his receiving room too. And, you know, you got some other guys in there and Carnell Tate and Brandon Innes and whatnot. So, you know, if one of the quarterbacks emerges and you can have a big passing season, I think he will put up really good numbers. But, you know, it may take a little bit of time. It took Garrett Wilson a little bit of time, took Chris Olave some time. So not to say that Jeremiah Smith is not uber talented, because he definitely is. But, you know, sometimes it just takes a few weeks before a guy really ramps up. But he could also catch 3 touchdowns against Akron and I could look silly.
Well, it's Akron, so you gotta, you know, take
Pat
it
could never
arm.
Look silly.
Take it with a grain
seen
of
seen his
salt
muscles
when he's Akron.
You seen Pat's arms?
Pat,
bigger arms than you, Tyvus.
It feels weird that he's not sitting right here. Like, I'm so used to him now.
I'm gonna make him come in every week. He's got things to do.
What, Pat, what are you doing right now?
He's playing with the dog. You can hear in the background.
No, I just got back from a run. I had to make sure I got back in time for you guys. I definitely would have preferred to come to the studio than go for a run, but like,
see that?
For
make me feel
know,
bad.
Physically, no, it's fine. Every couple weeks, it's fine. I get that it's not a weekly thing. I'll just, you know, be on the phone. It's all good.
Pat, earn your keep, Pat.
Is there a way, Pat, that Devin Brown can win back his starting role, or do you think at this moment, well, going into training camp, it's kind of signed, sealed, delivered that Will Howard will be the starting quarterback?
I would put it at like 65-35. I think I did the math right there.
Yes.
Will Howard is the guy come week one. But yeah, I think there's still a shot. I mean, look, for a decent portion of spring practice when we were out there, Devin Brown was taking the first snaps, kind of rotating with Will Howard. Now, some of that was likely because he's been in this offense going on his third season, and so he knows how it all goes. But, you know, I think Devin Brown is talented, and I think Buckeye fans haven't gotten a chance to see that, unfortunately, because of these injuries, but he is not going to go and just allow Will Howard to have this job, just like he pushed Kyle McCord into the season last year. And, you know, funny story, I think Buckeye fans were like, I was at that camp today, and Will Howard and Devin Brown were both out there, and I overheard them talking about being out at the Memorial the other day, and somebody yelled to Devin Brown that, oh, hey, Devin Howard. And Will Howard looked at him and he goes, that would be a perfect combination. So these two guys seem to be pretty friendly. I think it's a good competition. I don't think there's animosity there, which I think is a positive to have in that quarterback room. But yes, I do think there is a possibility that Devin Brown could win the job.
I do think their combo of names are right the way they are, like the better football names. Would you say Will Brown or Devin Howard is better
than
Devin Brown and Will Howard? I think they're right the way they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah. That's my thinking. We think about good quarterback names if we're doing a football movie. We look into those all the time. But Patrick, tell me this. What do you think of these three things is going to have a bigger impact on the Buckeyes in 2024? Let's see. We've got the new coaches like Chip Kelly and others, new players like Will or Caleb Downs, or all the returning Buckeyes that could have gone to the NFL draft.
Oh, wow. That's a really good question.
Yes,
I am going to go. Yeah, that's a nice way to say I'm stalling while I think. I will go with the coaches.
Really?
I think, look, you add a guy like Chip Kelly, who I think is going to help change this run game and can also help with some offensive line stuff. He's worked with Ryan Day. He's worked with Justin Fry before, and they've been successful. You bring in Carlos Lachlan, who the more we get to know him, the more I like what they've got in this guy. Watching him, again, I keep referencing these camps, watching him work with some of these high school kids, you can see why he's had some quick success climbing up into this, you know, the coaching ranks here. James Laurinaitis, we all know what he brings. Everyone says positive things about him. Matt Guerrieri, a guy that has been with Jim Knowles for quite some time. So, you know, I think you bring in some of these minds, some fresh ideas, things like that. And, you know, that's not to say that the other categories there won't be big, but I think if you can kind of combine what Ohio State's already done with some newness in the staff room, and, you know, that could be the thing that kind of gets you over the hump a little bit, because you've been right there, right? I mean, as much as it's been unfortunate the last few years to lose to Michigan and not get where you want to go, lose to Georgia, like, it's been that close, and, you know, players will certainly help, but I think coaching can make a little bit of a difference as well.
All right, score one for the old guys right there, and they're typically the ones that would get home from a long day of coaching ball, camp season, and enjoy an ice-cold summer
water,
shandy.
Water. Ice-cold water.
Tyvus, I had Leinenkugel summer shandy Johnsonville brats. Can you believe that?
You know what?
They had just a hint of that summer shandy in them. They were so good.
The commercial for summer shandy came on last night. I was like, look at Till.
Yeah. Tis the season, Patrick. What are we sipping on?
Yeah, well, right now I'm actually just drinking water because I mentioned I got back from a run.
Smart
that's
man.
A good question. I have...
Yeah, but you're getting ready. You're getting ready. You're doing the water to hydrate. Then you're going to go to the Coors Light in the back of the fridge.
We have no beer, I don't think, in our house. Like, just as much as I've been traveling recently.
Oh, God.
I need to go to the store. Sarah's been working quite a bit this week. It's just been, I don't know, I've been out of town for so many weeks that I just haven't stocked up on stuff. So I need to go load up. What should I get, Tim? That's the question.
Lemonade.
What should I pick up?
I don't know. Yeah, there was another, like...
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Patrick, I'm thinking I was in the Meijer. Sorry, but the Meijers. I was in the Meijers the other day, and I was at the end cap, and I think it was, remind me, the Cincinnati beers, Rheingeist, right?
Rheingeist.
I think Rheingeist had either a new brew, or it was just packaged in a different way, where it just looked baseball to me. The marketing was great. The box, the colors, it just screamed baseball and crisp lager. So I'll have to look that one up for you. Or you could go with a garage beer or the lime garage beer. That could be good. Getting hot.
Yeah, I did actually have a lime garage beer last night at City Tavern while I was watching the U.S. soccer game. So we did have one. I did have one of those.
Good. All right. Well, Patrick, good job on the run. Hope you shaved some seconds off the time there. Getting ready for another 5K, I'm sure. I want it under 19 minutes next time, okay?
Jeez, that's some pressure right there.
Yeah. High expectations, high bar. And then you get all the beer you want when you're done.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll do it next week. You can come in studio if you want. Maybe.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, good stuff. Guys. See you, Pat. Patrick Murphy, Beers and Buckeyes on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We mentioned Will Howard there, Tyvus. He had to turn down a pretty cool opportunity to get here to Ohio State. And I'm not talking about the NFL. Tell you what that is next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Unlike your deadbeat uncle, we'll never leave you stranded in a ditch when you were six. This promo may have been a touch too specific. The Fan.
Since 1897, the Byers Auto family of dealerships has been serving Central Ohio's transportation needs. When we first opened our doors, our vehicles were fueled by oats and hay, required saddles, not seatbelts, and had shoes instead of tires. Over 120 years later, Byers Auto is still family-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide the best selection, price, and service in Central Ohio. And it's all on one website, ByersAuto.com.
Come see why it's better to buy from Byers.
Byers Auto is a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-Inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
If you're obsessed with fantasy sports and gambling things, we have the slightly above average radio show for you. On the Money with Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Sunday morning at 9 on The Fan. Scarlet and Gray 24-7.
Or however long the show is tonight.
You're listening to The Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Thursday, all you fine Buckeye fans. Doing some good things in the YouTube live chat room here. Great Ohio State true freshman. Some other good ones here. Our guy AJ bringing up Chris Carter. Yeah, CC was awesome.
Yeah.
He had hype.
He did.
And he says his stats also in his freshman year. Titus backed that up. Remember, no H. Remember, no H in that name. That's just C-R-I-S. That's yes. Chris Carter, CC.
Yes.
And someone threw out, yeah, AJ also threw out Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. Titus and AJ, actually, together. I think Titus put that one out first, so good on you.
This is true freshman or just freshman?
Maybe they redshirted Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson.
We're
talking about true freshman. Orlando Pace came and played right away.
I was about to say,
right
we,
away.
And we talking just freshman, and we just got to throw the name Tyvus Powell out there. You know,
true freshman.
No, I was a red shirt.
You're a red shirt. Yeah. By the way, in referencing two of those names now on the show in the first hour, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson, we don't bring him up a lot on this show. I
don't hear his name rarely at all.
I would put him, he might be one of the most criminally, maybe not underrated, but not discussed.
Yeah, nobody talk about him.
No one talks about him, right? We're at fault for that too. We could do a segment, a look back on Big Daddy and his career here and everything that he did. He was the number one overall pick. Number one overall pick in his draft class. 1994, I want to say. I'm scanning to try to find it.
Wasn't Kuz that too?
Tom yes.
Kuz and I was number one?
Yes. So who's the other? We just talked about him. I just said his name. We were just talking about him.
Orlando Pace.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's three.
It's only been three?
That's it, right?
Sheesh.
Hicks was like top three, maybe. What year was Kuzno drafted, do you think? 79. There he goes. Buffalo Bills, number one.
Kuz? He was
79.
Sometime in the 20s.
Sometime in the 20s. Jeez. Oh, man. Hey, you're going to get there soon, Tyvus. You're already 30.
I know.
You're going to be 40 and old before you know it. Take it from me.
Is 40 what they consider old?
I consider it old because I'm there.
Bodie is 40 old.
I feel old. What do you think, Bodie? Am I old?
No, I feel like 40 is the new, like, 32.
I mean, look how good Paul Rudd looks.
Yeah.
All these movies he's doing. Rock hard abs.
If we could all pull that off, I think we'd be in good
That's
shape.
That's great, yeah. Right? I got my hair, though,
yeah.
Right? No dye either.
You don't look a day over 29.
Wow. No, this is why he's on this show.
Yeah, once them grays start coming in, man, that's...
And gray's better than the alternative.
Gray's better than having like LeBron's head, right? We're just fading away into nothing. Have you seen Tiger?
Tiger's thinning like
oh,
that.
Oh my
god! Oh yeah, Tiger's been thinning like
him?
That. Yeah.
He's always got a hat on when I see him.
Yeah, it's true.
There's a reason. It's
that bad. It's like that bad.
It's the worst. Yeah,
it's time.
You think
let it
he could get the best kind of hair treatment money can buy too? But maybe all the money can't save him.
I think him and LeBron just proved that. Yeah, no matter how much money you got.
No.
You can't fix that.
It's hair,
I doubt
right?
It, though. I
unless like you wanted like a...
You could get a hair transplant.
Chris Holman fixed it.
Yeah, but I don't think his was...
His wasn't as bad.
I think there's a difference between like losing the hairline a bit versus just like LeBron's...
LeBron fixed the hairline.
The armies have retreated.
Top. Yeah,
they completely retreated.
It's gone.
Yeah, you're not coming back.
He fixed the hairline, but the thinning thing, like you got to get a hair transplant or something with that. Like,
they
it's
were,
over.
They were a brave 300. but they eventually all got killed off. They weren't coming back.
He's just going to let it just go. Just go ahead and shave it, man. Just shave it. You got to rock it low like Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm. Chris Paul.
Doc Rivers. Just a shadow. Just a little shadow.
Just a shadow.
Al Horford's got that going on.
Yes, he does. Just a shadow of what once was. So, Will Howard, you asked that loaded question to Patrick back there because I know you think that Devin Brown has got a shot at this.
I'm
not going to get there until Ryan Day makes the announcement.
That's right.
That's the only thing that's going to get you there.
What if he makes the announcements and says, Devin Brown is my starting quarterback? What would you say?
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked. And I guess I'll give you partial credit for that.
But it's not like you're
predicting that he'll be the starter. Yeah, you're just kind of riding the fence, which is great for sports radio.
That's what I do.
Just right in the middle.
That's what I do. I see it from both ways.
When you're not pissing Ryan Day off, you're just riding on the fence.
I've already done that once in my life.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. What are we here to do? If not make some people a little bit angry. So Jim Nagy, that name, I don't think that's a relation to Matt Nagy, and that's a good thing for Jim because Matt was terrible. But
he was a good OC for the Chiefs.
He's a good OC, right? He told On Three what they loved so much about Will Howard. And Jim Nagy is the executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl.
Yeah, I know him.
Yep. Okay.
We had a great relationship. He let me...
That's cool.
He let me use my GoPro and film things around. He gave me the okay, thumbs up, go do it.
And what did that do for you?
It's on YouTube. You can go watch me at the Senior Bowl.
Were you mic'd as well?
Yeah.
Were you doing like Tyvus things, like jokester kind of stuff? Hardcore workout stuff.
No, you got to see like me go to meetings, go through practice, warm up for this game.
Just like the whole Senior Bowl experience thing.
Yeah.
It's on their YouTube channel still?
Just type in Tyvus Powell draft story on YouTube and you'll see. I don't know which part is under, but you can see like a little snippet of it.
Well, that is for a future show then.
Yep, check it out.
Maybe tomorrow. We'll come back to that. But Jim was telling the story about how they really liked Will, right? They didn't like him. They still do. Like, they like Will a lot as a quarterback. He said, so I was on campus there in Manhattan last November, Manhattan, the Little Apple. He's talking about K-State. And I was giving an invite out to his best buddy in Ben Sinnott. What does he play? What's his position?
Probably receiver.
Yeah, who ended up going in the early second round. Oh, yeah, that's right. He plays for the Washington Commanders right now. Their second round draft pick. So I got a chance to talk to Will that day, and it was really a weird dynamic how it worked out for Will. Unfortunately, you know, we ended up with Michael Penix in the Senior Bowl and Bo Nix. We were waiting on Jaden Daniels at the time to see what Jaden was going to do. So he's telling the story. He says it was kind of dragging along. We didn't get an answer from Jaden's camp for a long time. So when I did circle back to Will Howard to invite him, this literally happened. I called Will one morning in late December. I said, Will, we got a spot, man. And he really wanted to play in the game, but he's like, Jim, I'm literally on a plane to Columbus, Ohio today. So at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to call Ryan Day and try to make an issue out of this thing. So Will was on his way to see about a girl. I got to go see about a college football team. So he's going to Ohio State to find out about this opportunity. So he had to, of course, not pursue the Senior Bowl because he wasn't finished with his college career.
Right.
So that led him here to the Buckeyes. But Jim had pleasant things to say about him and said, you know, we loved what he was in that Kansas State offense and can't imagine what he's going to be like in this Ohio State offense.
Well, hopefully that's good news there that he decided to, you know, give it one more spin. And who knows? It probably paid dividends. If he comes out here and has a really good season, you know, maybe he might not even need to go to the Senior Bowl because he'll be one of the top quarterbacks in the draft if he's that good.
All right. The Myers Big Ten Conference. Could this be our future? That and more in the College Football Pulse next. It's the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Bo Bishop is a media legend. We have no idea where the other guys came from. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit coda.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you could lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to Upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking Upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at Upstart.com today. That's Upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan.
Good evening. I'm pretty well. Starting with some breaking news in the NFL, quarterback Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars have reached an agreement on a five-year, $275 million contract extension. The deal includes $200 million in guaranteed money. Lawrence joins Joe Burrow as the highest-paid player in the NFL. The first round of the U.S. Open is just about to wrap up at Pinehurst in North Carolina. An update on the leaderboard for you. Rory McIlroy has joined Patrick Cantlay atop the leaderboard. They're both 5-under par. Ludvig Åberg is a shot back of the lead, sitting at 4-under. In hockey, we have Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight as the series shifts to Edmonton. The Panthers lead the Oilers 2-0. Face-off is at 8. And in baseball, the Guardians and Reds are both off tonight. They'll be back on the diamond tomorrow night. The Guards will be at the Blue Jays tomorrow night for the first of 3-game set in Toronto. As for the Reds, they'll be in Milwaukee for the first of 3 against the Brewers. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
It's time for the College Football Pulse on the Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Carpenter Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electric.
Need heating, cooling, plumbing, or electric?
Call a Carpenter.
Hour 2 of the Buckeye Show. Timmy and Tyvus, the Bode Man back there, hoping for his C's to get it done. This is the time of the show where Tyvus starts to look ahead to dinner and what he's going to get at 8 o'clock.
I got a phone call actually at 8, and then I got another one at 9.
Oh, man. So how long is this phone call supposed to take? Is it going to take as long as that last one was supposed to take? Because if so, you ain't going to have time to eat because it'll go all the way to 9.
I don't think it's going to take that long.
You don't think?
I'm hoping. It takes me 25 minutes to get home from here, so I'm hoping by the time I hit home, the call should be done.
Well, what are you feeling? Like, what's your vibe tonight? What are you thinking? Like, we're Raising Cane's type, a little window action. Are we going like more fast foodie than that, like McDonald's or what? What are we interested in?
I might go. You know what I might do? I might go either Chick-fil-A. What we was talking about a couple days
ago. You already went to Loops this week.
Arby's? No. No.
He's not 5 for 5.
No.
He's going to need me to come with him Culver's, so I can eat three of the sandwiches. Oh.
Chick-fil-A or Culver's. That might be mine. Unless I want to pay $21.
Or suggestions. Guys. All right, Tyvus lives in the Lewis Center area.
Yeah, what's
so
the suggestion?
If you want to throw out some suggestions, Tyvus has a call at 8. He's got a call at 9. He's lone wolfing it tonight. The family's already eaten, so he's got the freedom to go and get whatever he wants.
Whatever
he wants. Would you do like a personal pizza tonight? You feeling that? And by personal, I just mean a large.
No, because that's
what I would get.
I feel like that's what my family's going to eat tomorrow. Usually we order pizza on Friday, so I feel like they might get
2 days in a row.
I want a nice Jamaican food place.
Oh, yeah, Caribbean jerk like or Jamaican jerk chicken.
If somebody tell me that, and not jerkies, even though I will eat jerkies.
Yeah.
Y'all tell me some other spot I will go tonight.
You know, I love everything. I'm not big on the plantains. And I know that's such a big part of that palate.
Yeah.
But I love the rice. I like the beans. I love the way the chicken is seasoned and how hot it is.
Yeah.
So I do all that. I just leave out the plantains. I think it's really good. Really good. But on the pizza thing, this was funny. We had Romeo's. We hadn't had Romeo's in a good minute.
Oh, yeah. Y'all was in like a dilemma between Romeo's and Flyers.
Look, Flyers we hold in high regard, right? Love Flyers. Also, you know, spots that I love, although they closed the Hilliard one down, DiCarlo's. Mm-hmm. I love that style. It's so different and unique, but it's been harder for me to get in the crust and all that. Tommy's, of course. Shout out to them for the location on campus closing. But Romeo's, to them. Jack was the one that wanted the Romeo's. He's the one that said, not that he was tired of Flyers. It's not tired of it. We like it. It was just a change of pace. Like, let's get that once. He had one of his buddies over who was talking about the Romeo's stuffed crust. Mm. And so he got that in his head. Then we get to Wednesday and he doesn't want it anymore. And so Sarah and I want it because we're thinking about it now. So she actually goes and gets two pizzas. She gets a Flyers and then she gets the stuffed crust from Romeo's. I was texting her during the show Wednesday. I'm like, remember stuffed crust. And I walk home and I get in the kitchen and she is greeting us there. She got the pizza. She picked it up and we walk in and she says to me, like, yeah, they only offered the stuffed crust in a size large, so I had to get a large. And I'm like, oh, what a shame.
Damn it.
What are you talking about? I would have been angry if you didn't get a large. I'm like, that's for you and me to share. I'm giving up pizza for you in this equation.
What a shame.
Jack's got a small one from Flyers.
You
got
to sacrifice it, eat more pizza.
Like, she was going to get a small if they offered it or a medium? It's like, oh, it's too bad. They only offered a large with the stuffed crust.
So Jack ate a large by himself?
No, he had his own small Flyers. Remember I told you he changed his mind.
Yeah.
Didn't want the Romeo's, but I still wanted it. That stuffed crust, I don't know what it is, but the whole crust gets better when it's that stuffed crust. Like, it's like a New York floppy slice. So good. And then that thick knob on the outside. Oh, flooded with cheese, with gooey mozz. Ah, yes. All right.
We're hungry.
Bode Man, that segment was sponsored by Romeo's. It may as well have been. That was free for them. But here you go. What do we got?
Yeah, the Big 12, they are exploring selling its naming rights to a title sponsor with a potential revenue of hundreds of millions of dollars over the course of the deal.
Woo.
The commercial sponsor would potentially take the name Big out of Big 12 and replace it with the sponsor's name. So, like you said before the break, Timmy, maybe the Big 10 could do this. Myers 10, Kroger's 10. But although, can we change it to 18 since there's 18 teams in
the
league?
So the word Big is going to go away?
Potentially.
Wow.
Yeah, potentially.
I thought it would be the sponsor whatever, blah, 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 Big 12.
The Walmart
12. Could. Yeah.
Walmart SEC.
Walmart. S.
Yeah, Walmarts.
And it could end up as one of the largest commercial deals in collegiate athletics history, not including media rights deals.
This is where we at. We're desperate for money.
All right, so
they've always been desperate. Now they just have to pay the players. They have to find more money to replace the money that they were counting on pocketing themselves.
I'm just interested if somebody would take that deal. Like, I wonder what the going rate is for that. Like, how much?
Well, the Big 12 is clearly thinking about taking that deal.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're really considering it.
The ESPN article.
I'm talking more about the
hundreds
company.
Hundreds of millions.
The company. Like, the company's willing to spend hundreds of millions to just be the conference name.
I did see somebody.
Well, I mean, they've been doing it forever, right? Wanting to slap their names on football stadiums all across this great land and sponsorships on NBA jerseys
McDonald's
now and NASCAR.
12.
Oh, and I mean, you always have like the Dr. Pepper Big 12 championship game, right?
They've been a big Big 12 one. And
yeah. What's the Big 10? Discover or something, maybe?
Oh, man.
Has Discover been in there at any point? Maybe not. I can't remember. But no, like bowl games always are, right? It was the Goodyear Cotton Bowl. right, for Ohio State, Missouri. I think it's been a good year the last handful of years. I did see somebody suggest that the Big 12 should go with Southwest.
I think it's been Dr. Pepper and then Discover for the Big 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Good.
But I did see somebody suggest that they should go with Southwest, the airline, but that because that's what the conference kind of used to be, was the Southwest Conference back in the day. I like that suggestion.
McDonald's 12. That right there, because it's billions upon billions served.
I'm trying to think of what's big enough. Like Midwestern companies. I'm thinking of like Kroger's. Gas station. What'd you say?
Kroger's.
Kroger's.
Kroger's 10.
Kroger is more in our region, though, I want to say.
Just Ohio?
Not just Ohio, but I don't know if it has the whole Big 12 footprint. I see a lot of
Big 12 or Big 10?
Big 12. We're talking Big 12. Okay.
Whataburger.
Sorry. Yeah, you did say Big 10. I was thinking about the original source of the story here.
I would like that, Tyvus. Go with like In-N-Out, California-based. I mean, you got USC and UCLA out there. That's the only two schools in California for the Big 10.
No, God's honest truth, if you're asking me about the Big 10, Meyer would be right up at the top of the list. As Midwest of a thing that you can come up with. And literally, they do not leave their footprint.
Good.
I think they're in four or five states.
Football.
They're Midwest football.
3 yards in a cloud of dust.
They're huge. They're huge out here. They do what they do really well. They don't go anywhere else.
You got to tailor to the West Coast.
I'm not tailoring to that West Coast.
McDonald's
is San Bernardino, right? And then the bloodsucker from Chicago, Illinois, stole the whole thing and made it into the billion-dollar corporation.
Michael Keaton.
That it is. Michael Keaton took it all. Yeah. Old Ray Kroc. He crocked him, didn't they? Didn't he? No, Meyer would be good. I'm thinking the Big 12, though, would be like Phillips 66. Big gas station out there. Quick Trip.
Yeah, that's where they always play, though.
Quick Trip 12.
Or isn't that the sponsor for the Big 12 basketball tournament?
I think
tournament,
it is.
Right?
Yeah. So. That's, I know. I have that in my head. I mean, they did the Big 12
hoops
thing.
Feels like one
forever.
Of those things. I don't know what the SEC's is off the top of my head. Probably couldn't tell you the ACC either.
The
but like
Publix
said,
SEC.
Publix.
The Stolen Crab Legs SEC.
Wow.
That's ACC, but yeah.
James ACC. Steal them crab legs. Somebody gave them to him.
Oh, he's a thief.
Just
come on.
Misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
And... the other one, I see the Hy-Vee logo a lot. It's a grocery store out in the Midwest. Thinking of the Big 12.
I've never heard of it, but yeah.
Yeah, I see that on a lot of...
I'm interested to see what company
buys. Press row tables, whatever.
Is this just for the Big 12 or all?
I mean, they're the first ones looking at it, but everybody's going to do it. Of course they are, because guess what? There's a ton of money to be made.
Well,
if we've learned anything over the last 100 plus years of... college athletics, it's if they can make more money. And like I said earlier, especially now that they have to pay the players, they want to make more money because they got to pocket the money that they thought they were already going to pocket.
I want to know
how long
the deal would be, because it just says in the article hundreds of millions over the course of the deal.
I would imagine several years, or if I had to guess, I would guess several years.
Because every dollar matters when you're looking at what's about to happen in this game here.
Well, they say in the chat, the Lions Den Big 12. So there you go.
The Lions Den Big 10.
Why not?
I mean, we do stuff with them at the Fan all the time.
Lions Den.
They've done our bracket challenge for a long time in the past, but
I like it.
Yeah, that's perfect. All right, what's next, Bud?
Next up, we'll sneak in one more here. CBS Sports, we've kind of hit on this a little bit over this week. They ranked the best front sevens in the country for this upcoming season. Here's the list, 1-5. Georgia's number 1, Michigan number 2, Ohio State number 3, Notre Dame number 4.
Oh.
Tyvus, you want to take a guess? Number 5?
It better not be.
Oh, it is.
You're kidding
me. Big 12 soon-to-be champion, top 4 seed.
Oh, my God. Don't say Utah.
Yeah. Utah, baby.
I mean, look, you got to be pretty good in the front 7.
I'm a Utah man.
They probably have like 6 or 7 6th and 7th year seniors out there, which is always just good for the trenches.
This Utah stuff got to stop.
A couple Big 10 schools, SEC, Independent, and Big 12 in there for the front 7.
Utah.
What's he got against Utah?
Is Utah
Dex a hater? That's what he's got against
them. They're out there in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of mountain country, doing everything they can to survive. Do we join the Pac? Are we a Pac-12 team? Are we a Mountain West team? Are we a Big 12 team? Who wants us? Urban didn't want us. Stepping
Kyle
stone
Whittingham into, does,
had to leave. You know, Kyle Whittingham's been there ever since.
Utah.
They're great. A lot of respect for the Utes.
Yeah.
I tell you what, he helped Ryan Day because after they won, they said, Ryan Day, you're welcome. I think they beat USC, didn't they?
Two years ago.
Absolutely they did. Absolutely that got the Buckeyes in.
I guess they got a nice relationship.
That was, Kyle hooking up Urban.
Thankful for what? We lost.
Well, thankful to Utah for giving us a chance.
Yeah.
It's Utah.
It's an opportunity.
You don't like Cam Rising? You don't like the way that guy plays the game?
I actually do, and that's ridiculous.
Like 29.
He's got moxie.
I like him as a quarterback.
He has an aura. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what the kids call it.
What was the name of James Vanderbeek and Varsity Blues? What was his name? Moxon?
Never seen.
Right. Jonathan Moxon.
Varsity Blues.
You never seen
Varsity Blues?
You need to watch that one, Bo.
They wanted him to take the shot in the knee. He didn't want to.
I feel bruise on the leg.
No, he had the shot. He had to get the shot in the knee. Wasn't it the quarterback? Wasn't it?
That was the running back. They wanted to shoot the running back up, and he told him not to play.
Why did I think that was Paul Walker?
Paul Walker was out.
Rest in peace.
Paul Walker was done.
Yeah.
He was on crutches the rest of the year. And then in that last game, they wanted to shoot up the running back, and James Vanderbeek had enough. He grabbed me and said, don't do it. Don't do it for him. And then John Voight, the coach, Bud Kilmer, was like, let's go. Come on, guys. Let's get out there. Come on. Let's go. Nobody followed him. And that was it. Then they coached themselves. They were champions. Mm. Girls were dressing themselves with whipped cream in that movie.
Did you watch?
Fantastic film.
Was that better?
Put it on the list, Bodie.
Was that better than We Are Marshall?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Different kind of football movie.
Was it better than The Program?
Doesn't sound.
Ooh.
The Program is up there. That's like a top program movie for me.
Love The Program. Isn't Wyatt Davis's dad the actor? Played the crazy linebacker?
That's his dad?
I'll get back to that. I think so.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You should talk to him about that because he's a Brown now. If I'm right on that, I'll verify that. If I'm right on that, you need to talk to him about that because he's a new Brown. We will continue. This is a lot of fun. You guys are in luck tonight. We will continue our series where we set out to find the best college football press conference of all time. We've heard from the great Mike Leach already. In this next edition, I'll let you know that I'm looking for some more dogs. That's next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
Wake up with the Fan. Eat lunch with the Fan. Go to bed with the Fan. Dream about the Fan. Then change your sheets. Gross.
Ew, you guys are gross, but stick around in case I don't find anyone else.
The Fan.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through October 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donatos, Huntington, Kroger, The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Jimmy walks up to the line. His credit card debt is calling a blitz. He signals to upstart.com for an audible. Final play. Bike. Jimmy drops back. In a flash, he cuts over to a streaking upstart.com with a no-cost rate check on a personal loan. He's wide open. An easy toss for Jimmy by finding a great rate in minutes. He applies. He's approved. And touchdown.
Tackle your credit card debt with a personal loan. Check your rate at upstart.com today. That's upstart.com. Loans are made by Upstart Lending Partners. Loan terms will be determined based on credit, income, and other information provided in your application. Not all applicants will be approved.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Football players try to play softball? Join us for Schmidt's Cardale Jones Charity Softball Game.
Why picnic when you can Schmidtnik? And presented by Monogram Homes and the U.S. Air Force.
Just counting down the days to March Madness. Back to the Buckeye Show.
Timmy and Tyvus, happy Thursday to all you fine Buckeye fans. My favorite day of the week. Right before Friday, Tyvus.
Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Ladies Thursday. Night. Ladies night, all that good stuff. We want to thank our friends at CareSource for sponsoring this lovely radio show. All you guys are watching us on YouTube Live. If you're not listening on the radio and they got the chat up and going there, you can also get us by this number, 614-460-2896. That's the Buckeye Show voicemail and text line. And we're on Twitter and X. At the Buckeye Show. Tyvus, I was right. Memory served me correctly. I knew I had heard this, and I was as blown away by it as you were just back there, that Wyatt Davis's dad was Alvin Mack in the program. And if you guys haven't seen that movie...
Oh, you're really selling yourself short.
If you're listening to this show and you love college football the way we do, you must watch it.
Omar Epps, Halle Berry,
James Caan, the great James Caan is the coach.
Yeah, that was a good movie. I'm going to go back and watch that one again.
Alvin Mack. Didn't he get like his knee just destroyed?
Yeah,
he was the best. He was the filthiest trash talker.
Yeah, he was.
Crazy.
I would have loved to play with a linebacker like that. Like that, when I talked that much trash. Oh, I would have been hyped because I would enjoy it.
The only thing I can think of, Tyvus, Lawrence Taylor had to be the inspiration for that character, right?
Probably.
The way that Lawrence Taylor played the game. How crazy he was and just how freaking scary he was. Bunch of crazed dogs out here.
Yeah.
Right?
Good times.
Man. Or a little combination of Mike Singletary. All day, right? This is my kind of party.
Maybe they should
all
make
day.
Football violent again.
Yeah. Mike Singletary, the player, much better than Mike Singletary, the coach. Can't play with him.
Can't do it.
Can't win with him. Can't do it.
Can't coach him. Can't do it.
That is a great press conference. And that's why we are in the search for the best college football press conference of all time. Now, we've only done one official entry so far, and that was Mike Leach on Candy. That was a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I can already... We did a segment just yesterday, and it was great. In the 7 o'clock hour, if you go back to yesterday's show and find that one, mm-hmm. we listened to Mike Leach, and it was a good 3 minutes. It didn't seem like 3 minutes. It seemed like 30 seconds on zombies. And I think, Bodie, should we officially put that in as an entry? I think we should, because that's another gem from Mike Leach.
Absolutely. We probably have to be a little careful because Mike
to have
Leach.
Six of them.
Yeah, exactly. But that one was pretty good.
I thought we would have at least two at the beginning of this, though, from Mike Leach.
Who's the one that said that? I talked to a mother of children.
Oh, that's Mike Gundy.
we'll be hearing that one. Bode's like, what? I'm talking about my man Mike Gundy?
It's a mother of children.
This was written. That's not true.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
The editor let it out. It's garbage. So this one is so under the radar, and that's why we love it. That's why it's great, because it's from Coastal Carolina's head coach. And David Bennett, the man you're about to hear from, is not even the guy that pushed Coastal Carolina football to where it was here more recently, mm-hmm. where they were starting to become players. What'd they join into? Like the Atlantic Sun or the Sun Belt Conference, one of those. They're sure. the FBS.
They're going to be one of those teams fighting for that 12th spot in the playoff.
Thanks for asking.
Winning some no-name conference to get probably killed.
Well, sure. We don't care about any of that. We just want to be entertained. And when this guy starts talking about how he's got too many cats on his team and he needs more dogs, then we like to listen. So here is David Bennett, the ex-football coach at Coastal Carolina, on needing more dogs.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door, but the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, it's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
I will tell you. I will tell you. His eyes. Well, your eyes tell the story. When he says that we need more dogs, his eyes get as big as the moon. I'm pop not telling head. You. Oh, they're popping out of his
no,
head.
We don't need no meow.
There's a cat in the house. Cat in the house.
Oh, whoa,
Bo's. Like, meanwhile, Bo's out there barking.
I be wondering, like, where they be coming up with this. Like, what be going through these coaches' minds when they go on some of these rants? Like, what possessed him to tell that story?
I don't know, man. It's something. So, like, I was reading a little football scoop recap of a Bodie, and it was the opener of the 2011 season. They had a 30-23 win over Furman. Maybe they felt like they should be destroying Furman. But he clearly veered in his weekly press conference. He went another direction there.
I also like how the story went from the cat was trying to get out of the house and freaking out. And if you've ever been around a cat, or I guess any animal who's trying to get from one point to another and they're like scared.
It had nothing to do with the cat's mannerisms in the story.
Exactly. I understand.
The cat's almost the one that's a crazy animal.
Yes,
like, get out of
exactly.
my way.
Exactly.
I'm like, trying to kick your dog's ass. I'm going to scratch you guys to
exactly.
death. Get me out of this damn house right now.
But yet, at some point, the cat was looking in the mirror, making sure it looks good. I don't really know where he...
When was the cat doing this in your story?
Yeah.
Do I look good? Got my gloves on?
I will say he was ahead of his time, because whenever that happened, I mean, that's been a handful of years now. And over the last few years, I'd say more recently, the term, like, you know, be a dog, have that dog in you. It's kind of become more popular, so he was ahead of his time.
It really has.
Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
Oh, man.
We don't need no meow.
Let's hear him meowing again.
So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? The cat turns, tries to get back out. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy.
That's that part, too. How he says, all crazy.
You can't just say the cat meow. Everybody's heard a cat meow. You got to actually do it to emphasize the point.
It's been far too long. How was that, Tyvus? Grade?
That rant? Oh, that's a B. It's a good B.
A B?
Give it a B.
What about 0 to 10?
0 to 10, I give it a 7.5, 8.
7.5. 8. Well, which is it?
7.5.
It's been far too long since Tyvus hit us with a good story or a good urban story. So I get some Storytime Thursday from him next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
If the sound of another man slammed against plexiglass turns you on, you've come to the right place. Proud to be your home for Jackets hockey. The Fan, Ohio sports destiny.
Hello, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at The Ohio State University. In partnership with AEP, Donato's, Huntington, Kroger, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, and 10TV, Ohio State Athletics strives to inspire the community to make a positive impact on children and families in the great state of Ohio through our Buckeyes Care Initiative. Show and share your support in the community by using the hashtag Buckeyes Care.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Brutus is their homeboy. This is the Buckeye Show.
Yes, it is. Timmy and Tyvus. No cats, only dogs.
Meow.
So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
The cat turns, tries to get back out. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy.
Be a dog. Don't want no cats in here. It's a good one. Coastal Carolina's head coach, David Bennett. You know what David Bennett is doing now, too? Like, he... Not going to shock you. He's not a big-time college football coach.
He's an assistant anymore, isn't he?
So you would put him somewhere in... You would put him as an assistant coach somewhere. He's struggled to find his wiki page anyway. That's not a shocker. There we go. American football. Ah, yeah. He is... So after that, he went to River Bluff High School in South Carolina. There's a couple-year gap there. Coastal Carolina that ended in 2011. It was that season. And then 2013 to 2016, he is in at River Bluff High School. And then, after that, he became an athletic director in Lexington. But not Lexington, Kentucky. Lexington, South Carolina. Huh. The good one.
Baby.
Sorry, Kentucky. But Tyvus.
Still counts.
Yeah. Tyvus, take the thinking ball. Time for a story.
Well, when I think of the story that I came up with is, I'm going to take everybody to my freshman year. My freshman year on at Ohio State. So when I got here, obviously everybody knows I came in early. And I remember this day. You know how certain days stand out to you more than others?
Oh, yeah.
So this day
had it, huh?
Yeah, this was a shock to me. It was like a shock that this happened. So I always going to remember it. So my first day of spring ball, I remember we're out there, you know, we don't have pads on or anything. And I'm going through the practice and whatnot. I'm playing corner at the time. So at this point, you know, if I mess up, this is when Coach Combs was the corner coach, and he would yell at me every single day, every time. It was just every day he would cuss me out about something. And we get to team period. We get to team period, and I'm out there, you know, checking my dude, kind of going through the motions. And Coach Meyer, he stops. He blows the whistle. Beep, 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 beep. And he walks up to me, and he goes.
Uh-oh.
He said, you don't go hard. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, you out here just cruising. Like, you're not practicing hard. And I'm like, okay. Right?
So oh, great respect.
I'm like, okay.
You didn't say that.
No, I'm like, what are you talking about?
You said that in your mind.
I said to you, like, what are you talking about? He was like, you're just kind of just going through the motions. I said, okay. So
you didn't say sorry, coach.
Nah, he said nothing. I said, what are you talking about?
I'll amp it up a little bit.
I said, all right, okay. So, all right, we ended up finishing the practice. Now let me fast forward you to training camp. So we get to training camp.
Oh, that's a big fast forward.
It's a big fast
forward. You went from first practice.
Yeah. That was
where you're not in pads at all.
Nah.
You're trying to learn whatever you can learn.
I need to fast forward.
He's going to fast forward.
To training camp. So we go through, obviously I go through spring ball, blah, blah, blah. You know, like the rest is history. We go to training camp And it comes up again. We're doing this kickoff drill. We're doing this kickoff drill where you got to like foot fake the guy and go around him and then touch the bag.
They do this in Invincible.
Yeah. So I do. I go, right? I go. He walks up to me again. He goes, he said, you just don't get it. You just, that's not 4-6. You're not going hard. So he said, you know what? Go do it again. Tim, I promise you. I promise you. Oh, everything I love.
I love your impression of Urban, too.
I swear.
Let's go do it again.
I promise y'all. Everything I love. I did it the exact same speed. The exact same speed. And he goes, see, that's what I'm talking about. And I laugh. He said, see, you went and sold out for that. He said, you know what? Don't worry. You'll see it when you watch the tape. Tim, I watched the tape. I still to this day can't see the difference. I don't see the difference at all.
That sometimes, just maybe, coaches can be completely full of crap.
Yes.
And they're just trying to get at you.
Yes.
They might not even seen the rep.
I believe.
But they might just single you out to, what are you doing right now?
I truly believe.
Just to try to get you thinking.
This was a freshman thing. And, you know, hit your freshman wall. Like, you hit the freshman wall a little bit where you start struggling. And that's when you have older players on the team helping you get through it. And the person for me was Orion Johnson, OJ. That was my boy. O was my dog. O was always the one, like, telling the coaches, like, Paco, he going to be all right. Like, that type of thing.
He's trying to help you out.
Yeah.
Cool him off for you.
So I go through this, and mind you, I still got my black stripe on. We get to the season, and at the season point, I'm like 3 games into the season, and I still got the stripe on.
They let you take it off for the games, right?
Yeah, they take it off the helmet for the games.
But then put it right back on.
But I'm red shirting, though. But at this point, I don't know that I'm red shirting. He don't know. Coach Myers, like, he actually brought it up in the meeting. He's in the team meeting. He was like, we need to figure out if you're going to red shirt or not, because we don't know. He's like, you're there, but you're not there. Like, we got to figure this thing out. So we get to week 3, and I'm going through practice, and I'm going through corner stuff, and that's when I'm having that really good weekend. That's when Coach Smith was like, yeah, y'all got to get him. Y'all got to take his stripe off. And then I beat Mike Thomas in the circle drill to get my stripe off. But I'm thinking at this point.
How was that? Was that a good?
It was a good circle drill.
Was that a good?
Yeah, Mike was
beat
really
down on Mike Thomas.
It wasn't a beat down, but I won it.
You won.
I won.
It was a good fight.
I didn't do him like I did Von. Von was
because Von. So you just destroyed.
I tried to kill Von, but Mike, me and Mike was probably on the same level, so it was kind of even.
But you didn't want to. Were you going as hard against Mike?
Yeah, because I knew this was for the black stripe. He was like, if you win this, your black stripe comes off. So I had to win. Like I said, I won the drill, but I didn't dog Mike by any means.
I got it.
So I'm thinking at this point, all right, I'm officially on the team. That means I'm going to probably get in the game.
And we're still talking about 2012,
this is all 1 year.
This is true freshman season where you didn't wind up playing.
I'm still thinking, like, all right, I didn't play the first 3 games, but I'm still getting the game. Because he said to me, we don't know if you redshirt or not. So the moment I figure out that I'm redshirting, we was playing, I can't remember who we was playing, but I was supposed to go in on kickoff because somebody got hurt and I was supposed to go in on kickoff, and he told me not to go. And then I was mad about it. Like, what do you mean don't go? So I asked him about it like late, like it was, if the game was Saturday, I asked him on Sunday, like, you know, coach, why didn't you let me go in the game? And he officially told me then, like, oh, we're redshirting you. So that's how I found out that I was redshirt, which I was really sad about. I really was, because I knew I wasn't going to need the redshirt season. Like, I knew I wasn't going to play for 5 years. I knew I always in my mind at worst was going to be 4 years.
Hmm. Did you have the 4-game rule back then, or was that later?
No, okay. That was back when if you touch the field, it's done.
You're done, yeah. Okay.
Now they would have put me in the game.
I couldn't remember what year that was at.
Yeah, it's like a percentage. Is it a game count or a percentage count?
Yeah, it's just game.
Yeah, I think you get 4 games.
But you can play any postseason game and it doesn't count.
Yeah, no, this was back. So this was the old time.
If you got on the
field, you step foot on that field, it's gone.
That's interesting how you had no idea.
Yeah, they didn't tell me until it had to be like week 4 or 5.
They wanted you to be completely ready at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the way that you got to do it.
Because when we did like everything, he was like, if somebody goes down, who's his replacement? Tyvus. And I run in like, all right, I'm playing, like, blah, blah, blah.
But then
we got to the game. We got to the game.
Were you almost trained to go out there and someone had to rip you off?
Well, yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Like, he went down And we went to kickoff again, and I ran out there, and they was like, no, you ain't
how
going.
How far did you get? Did you even step on the field?
We was in the huddle. We was huddling up. They, like, huddled up the kickoff team before you go out there. So I ran in the huddle, and they like, no. Actually, it was O. O was like, no, you, no, go back over there. Like, you're not going in. And I'm like, what?
So he knew.
Why I ain't going in? I'm like, I'm about to get my action. I'm ready to go.
No, you're done. Hit the bench, man.
Like, no, you don't worry about it. You ain't going in. I was like, dang.
How do you feel about that, too? Like,
the red shirt?
Yeah, because it means they want to preserve you. They think they're saving a year of your eligibility so you can give more.
When you find out that you're getting reassured, it is disappointing because it's like, You got so much high expectations for yourself where it's like, I'm trained to go. Like, I'm training myself to go. And when they tell you you can't go and you redshirt, it means like you ain't ready. Like, you ain't good enough. That's kind of how I took it. Like, you ain't good enough to go in the game yet.
Yeah, I guess it is kind of like that. But it's also about what the depth of the team is. Right?
Yeah.
You're looking at a number of different factors. It's not just that you are so unprepared or not ready to do it that we couldn't possibly put you in the game.
Yeah, no.
It's the whole big picture when it's a machine like Ohio State that they take into account.
And then you go through the rest of that season just like, I know I ain't playing. Like, it's not fun. But you want to develop. I'm going against Devin Smith every day, so I'm trying to develop. So that was good. But like, to know that I wasn't going to play on Saturdays, that was heartbreaking for me.
That's tough. That's good stuff.
And I never wanted to feel that feeling again. So that's why 2013 and beyond, I made sure that I was going to be playing in the game.
I like the part, though, about Urban telling you how slow and how you weren't trying. And then you're doing the exact same rep.
I wish I would have recorded it on my phone. I went home and watched it. It's the same tempo. It was literally the same
just
tempo.
The same. And he praises you for it.
I'm sitting there like, yep, this is what I do. You just try to get in my head.
Yep. I'm sure he was. I'm sure that's exactly what it was. That's good. That's story time with Tyvus. The very best with the Buckeyes on the social fronts, including a couple bucks teeing it up with the best in the world at Pinehurst. Hashtag Buckeyes next. It's the Buckeyes Show on the Fan.
Winners of the prestigious Platinum Microphone Award every year, given to the best radio station in the world. No need to look it up. It's real. The Fan. They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Extreme Limo is proud to be Central Ohio's first choice for luxury transportation. Serving our community since 2006, Extreme Limo has a full range of luxury cars, limos, and party buses for every occasion. And now offering you the new officially licensed Ohio State bus. You can travel in scarlet and gray style to your next game, wedding, or special event. Celebrate life and stretch the limit. Call Extreme Limo at 614-483-3300 to book today. Or visit extremelimo.com. That's extremelimo.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Smith, Senior Vice President and Director of Athletics. Ohio State Athletics and Cardinal Health know how important diversity, equity, and inclusion are to the success of our community, employees, and student athletes. And we believe an equitable culture creates a community that attracts and retains the very best. Visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com/Buckeye-inclusion to learn more and join us as we educate and celebrate the value of diversity and inclusion.
Join us for Gambling Things, Fantasy Sports, Gambling Things, and most importantly, Gambling Things, Hollywood Casinos on the Money, Sunday morning at 9.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
social media can be a cesspool. Allow us to navigate the waters. Hashtag Buckeyes.
Sponsored by The Waterworks. Trust the pros at The Waterworks for all your plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling needs. Visit thewaterworks.com today to get started.
Timmy and Tyvus, all you fine Buckeye fans, you guys have been great today. Tyvus, did we decide what you're going to go? Somebody chimed in. Ken said he's got a Jamaican food spot, Island Vibes, on Cleveland Ave. Very, very good takeout.
I can't get it because it's going to be closed in 10 minutes.
Oh, it's closing at 8.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to get that another day.
So what are you thinking then?
I don't know. I
still undecided?
I hadn't decided, yeah.
Better hurry up. I don't think I'm doing dinner tonight, Tyvus.
You should.
I'm good. I think I'm all right.
You should. My wife just ordered crumble cookies. I know because my doorbell went off, so she just got a whole box of cookies.
Are you serious? She just had crumble delivered to the house?
Yeah.
What are their flavors right now?
I have no idea.
Be a surprise?
I'm not eating them.
Not going to have one cookie? Did she get a six pack?
She got it. It was a big box.
It's probably a sixer in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just get one or two.
It's a shame.
Oh, no.
She should be on a diet with me.
No, she doesn't need to be on a diet.
Let's diet together so we can look at each other and not feel as bad, you know? Like,
what's wrong with her? What's wrong with her?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
But she should join me so I'm not alone.
You should be alone in this ridiculous thing. Your diet that doesn't even exist.
Bodie diets?
Bodie doesn't have to diet.
Why doesn't he?
He manages everything. Bodie's different. You can't bring him into that.
If Bodie drinks a chocolate shake and a double cheeseburger every night, we'll see how good he looks in years from now.
I've been trying to eat more this year.
You see?
That's been a struggle, though, honestly, because I don't really typically eat a lot on a given day.
Bodie, I'll work
what
on
can you.
Do? I'll work
see,
on you.
See, it's not just like more.
I tried
though.
To get him a burger
it's
today.
Healthy food, not like just like, here's ice cream and Pop-Tarts and pizza. It's like,
you trying to get him a smash burger?
I want you to have fun, though. I want you to enjoy this life.
I do.
Just, we're only here once.
I like Tyvus's eat to live. Or
that's eat, it? Eat live. To live.
Okay, yeah. I couldn't remember if it was live
I
to
eat.
Or
so like, because I'm unhappy. And I'm unhappy because I eat.
I want you to enjoy this life.
Oh, man. So we've got Buckeyes at the U.S. Open. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. So Neil Shipley is still an amateur. Maybe he's turning pro right after this. Maxwell Moldovan, these are two Ohio State golfers that are finishing things up with their collegiate careers. And Maxwell is a pro now, and this did not go well for him today. He's just finishing up, and he could be on his way to firing an 80. Mm. So that would put him at 10 over par and tied for 154th. Only one guy, Sam Bairstow from England, shot a 14 over 84. So Maxwell is going to be out. Hopefully he plays hard tomorrow.
Yeah.
Take the experience, everything that you can get. It's another round at Pinehurst in the U.S. Open. It's certainly a building block for the rest of your professional career, right?
Yeah, it's a little disappointing because he made the cut last year. So I was thinking,
he did.
Hopefully this year, you know, he takes it a step further.
Right. And finishes better after making the cut.
Obviously,
yeah.
That's steps. Not going that well. But Neil is doing well.
Neil is doing well. Neil is doing very, very well. So the ship is sailing to a 70 today, a round of even par 70. That is terrific stuff.
This is
at a United
year?
States Open.
This is his first one?
I think this is his first U.S. Open, but it's not his first major championship because, of course, we know he played with Tiger Woods on Sunday at the Masters. He was the low am. He was the only amateur to make the cut at Augusta this year. Just playing in these two events. And the fact that he had to finish runner-up at the U.S. Am, that is a very grueling tournament. Very difficult to get all the way to the final championship match in a United States amateur. He did that. He didn't win it, but even finishing second qualified him for the Masters in the U.S. Open.
I wonder how long it takes to get good at golf.
Long time. Your whole life.
I want to try it. I want to be one of those instant But first of all, it's going to be an incredible comeback story. First of all,
it's going to be a great comeback story.
It's going to be better than Jordan coming back. That's where my story is going to be.
Oh man!
From throwing the club to hitting hole in ones. That's where I'm trying to be at.
I don't want to bury the lead here, and I wish you well in your golf journey.
Here we go.
It's going to take some time, but 11 Warriors put this out on their Twitter and X account at 11W. Ohio State graduate Neil Shipley is using. I'm so excited about this. I don't even know if I can get the words out.
Mm-mm.
He's using an Arby's club head cover at this week's tournament. They have a beautiful picture of it. He has an Arby's club head cover that mimics a box of their curly fries.
That makes you smile.
I kid you not.
He's been listening to the show.
Do you think he has enjoyed the 5 for 5?
No.
This week?
No, Tim.
Have you seen him?
Tim.
Have you seen Neil Shipley?
Tim.
I bet he's had an Arby's 5 for 5.
You think? I haven't seen him. What does he look like?
He's a big boy. He's a big guy, and he's got long, flowing hair.
Even though he might be a big guy, he's not eating 5 sandwiches. It's not normal. I don't want you to sit there and normalize this.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
And you know what? He's dealed up with Arby's because this one was making the rounds on social media too. Neil Shipley in his car holding up one of the burgers, and it was just almost like his press conference at Augusta where he kept looking off to the side. He kind of awkwardly goes through this read for the Arby's promotion, and people are having a hell of a good time with it. And he's a good sport, so I know he knows this, but that too was going around. They are also apparently giving away some kind of Arby's burger driver. It's got to be some ridiculous fake kind of golf club thing, but it's amazing. His outfit today was Tiger Woods red and black, and he had white socks with the black shoes and black pants. It was just an amazing all-around look. So guys, that's it. Tyvus, thank you so much. We'll do it again tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Boatman, thank you so much. Coming up next on The Fan, a little thing called You'll See. Have a good night.
During this 10-second promo, Rothman will lose money gambling on something.
People like you come here and blow the family nest egg that built this town.
Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Marathon has some great news about the number 5, so I'm going to say it 5 times in 5 different ways.
Join Marathon Rewards and earn up to $5 in rewards on your first visit.
Join and earn 5 cents in rewards for every gallon you buy.
Join in as little as 5 seconds.
Join to make 5 friends jealous.
Join and get high fives.
It's easy to sign up at the station or go to marathonrewards.com. By joining with your phone number, you are agreeing to receive recurring automated informational marketing SMS/MMS messages from Marathon. Consent not required for purchase. Messaging and data rates may apply.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO. Coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.